Good morning, Gordon, and good morning to all the listeners. Welcome to Do You See What I'm Saying? As Gordon mentioned, I'm your host, Steve Ogletree, and it is good to be back in the studio. It has been a little bit. And coming up today, we have a very special guest, Dr. Robert Aquito, and he's going to talk to us about a few things. One of them is martial arts, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of his education as a spiritual advisor as well. So look forward, and I want everybody to welcome Dr. Robert Aquito. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show. I want to say thank you to the listeners, and thank you to the program as well for having me here today. I appreciate it.
Oh, great to have you. So if you would, tell us a little bit about the different martial arts that you partake in.
Well, I teach, my main art that I learned is called Shiriru Okinawa. My main two instructors were Woodrow E. Fairbanks and the late Johnny L. Jelks. He has passed on. And the style that I learned was called Shiriru and Shiriru. And the art, I've been in art this year to be 47 years.
Wow.
And so what I do is that's my main art. And then when I go to the schools or any other organization agency that wants me to teach what's called safety awareness, called SAFE, mm-hmm. is that I teach an art called Bushido. And what happened is that art deals specifically with self-defense. What happened was a few years ago, I put together a program. Someone said to me, Robert, can you come and work with our students that who are kicking and punching and doing a lot of different things to the students? And a lot of my colleagues that are in art, they'll still do like a martial arts program, but they'll still have kicking and punching involved.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of our students already know how to kick and punch people, maybe not correctly, like in a martial arts way, but in a way to still have the effect of being put out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided to do is that I needed to put together a program and an art that can help people to see that difference doesn't mean defiance. It's not what is said to you, it's what you answer to. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what has happened to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the martial arts philosophy, the martial arts scientific way of showing the techniques of how to execute self-defense and verbal self-defense and put it together without kicking and punching.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was that I came up with a system called the Ashikan Okinawa Bushido, which means in English, first hall of harmony, the way of the warrior, showing people that you can use basic self-defense, like a simple X block, mm-hmm. a simple parry or a moving of your hand, a simple of how to step off, like our grandmaster or supreme grandmaster, Victor Moore taught us is how you can do what's called the V formation or the angles or the circular motion, how to move in a way where you can learn to blend it, or known as a ki, how to blend your energy with practice, of course, when mm-hmm. a person decides to come to either to attack or they decide they're going to put their hands on you, or they have put their hands on you, and how you can manipulate using the scientific practices of the martial arts way of how to manipulate and move a person to either to escape, redirect, or most of all, to redirect an individual where a person will not continuously to harm you
mm-hmm.
or to even possible death, and how they can use this. So to be able to do this, this takes practice and it takes unbelievable trust within yourself to be able to do the three C's, be committed, connected, and consistent in doing this, because you have to consistently. Because if you're a boxer or a wrestler or a martial artist who's been doing this for so many years,
mm-hmm.
it becomes second nature for a person to come, and then you will, you know, hit back. You
right.
know what I mean? That's just something that you do.
Just
and if you're a street
reaction.
Fighter, you know what I mean? Because it becomes like a reaction thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to teach individuals, instead of reacting, how to act. And to be able to act is to be proactive. And I call that OBA, observe, breathe, act. Knowing how to see what's going on in your environment. Always being conscious of your breathing, the flow of your energy,
mm-hmm.
and then how to act instead of react by moving or learning how to blend with the person I ki, learning how to move with their flow of energy known as ki or chi.
So I guess once you've, gotten some instruction and started to master, you would learn to feel their energy or the flow, like you were saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah. One of the things that's unique about this is that you don't have to be in the art as long as I have,
mm-hmm.
or you know, anybody. What is so exciting is that if you have a desire to want to really need to live a life. Now, what I'm about to say, people can argue this, but it is your responsibility to take action to your safety.
Mm-hmm.
Our society believes that we have the military, we have the police, we have safeguards that are going to, quote, protect us. And that is, to a degree, true, but on the essence, the true self-defense is yourself by having the responsibility to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me break the word down. Responsibility, the way how the Power of One deals with, and the Power of One is my organization, Power of One Enterprise, LLC, which stands for the power within you, one with God, all things are possible. The whole point of responsibility is this. And just say it with me. Responsibility. Just say it with me, sir. Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Now, I'm going to mm-hmm. break it down. And just repeat the words. Responding.
Responding.
To the abilities.
To the abilities.
Of my controls.
Of my controls.
When you learn to respond to something, you are taking controls of your life. And life is energy, it's a flow, either negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that in that self-defense, think about that, self-defense, you, not another person, you are responding within your power of whatever you know or don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that when I am demonstrating these different various techniques to individuals, I am showing them and I'm bringing out in each and everybody that is coming into my classes that you too can exercise your response of your abilities to your limits of what you can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what most people will tell me, they'll say, Dr. Akita, I wish that I could have done more. Or I just stood there or froze or this or blah, blah. You know what I mean? So forth and so forth.
Right.
And it's not that the attack that really made them feel bad. It was they felt like they were helpless or hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I let them see within their spirit that you can do it. You might not do it to the best ability what your next door neighbor can do it, but you tried.
Right. But your effort that you had.
Your effort that you, at least you tried, that you did something. And you might not, because you can't beat everybody, but you can say, I did my best.
Right.
That's all you can. And that is fine. And that's what I teach each and every person to let them understand that they have that strength, and that strength is responsibility. So what happens is that a lot of times when I tell about self-defense, unfortunately, people will say, well, self-defense is like, if somebody come in my house, I'm going to go ahead and get a gun. Mm-hmm. That is not self-defense. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it is. You know, if he has a gun, I'll get a gun. You know what I mean? But no, no. What you're saying is that when you pick... Now, whoever's hearing this, don't take this the wrong way. Let me be very clear to my listeners out there. Do I believe that a person should have a gun? The answer is, of course, no. I don't believe in guns. That's my personal view. That's not the view of this radio station or anybody else. This is Robert Akita's view. Why? Because when you have a gun, you're saying to an individual subliminally-wise, I am all right to literally kill somebody.
Right. I know what you're saying.
Okay? It's not that you're, you know, even if you decide I'm going to go hunting or I'm going to do this or that. The bottom line, when you put a gun was not designed for self-defense. A gun was designed to kill.
Right.
Period.
I agree.
Okay? So what happens is that the difference splitting the hairs between a person who's learning self-defense and learning how to shoot a gun is night and day. The person that who is learning self-defense, I can see you tomorrow. Once I have shot you and killed you, I'm not seeing you tomorrow.
Right,
you're dead. It's dead. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what happens is that what I try to share with everybody, if you decide that you're going to get a gun, tell yourself and be honest with yourself, am I willing to be a killer? Even if someone is going to shoot at you, you still have to put it in your head, I'm going to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, and let's make this personal. I'm going to take a father, a brother, a family member, somebody in someone's life, be it good, bad, or indifferent. I am taking a life and I am willing to take the responsibility to respond to the ability of my controls of taking someone's life, even if someone is going to try to take your life. Because when you kill somebody, you lose two lives. Yours and theirs or yours.
Right.
Because it's not just a body that you're killing. You're also tampering with a soul. And if you're connected, you're dealing not with just a soul. You're dealing with souls. And people don't understand that. So with the self-defense awareness program that I teach called SAFE is that when I go into the schools and I deal with that, I'm also talking about the behavior, letting people understand that it's not what happens to us, is what we do with it. If someone's calling out your name, if someone is, you know, belittling you, someone's bullying you, someone's this or that, remember what are you doing? Because what happens is that I remember in school, someone tried to bully me. It wasn't until I said to myself, they can't bully me if I'm going to pay attention and give credit and give my power away to that person. He's saying, well, when did you learn that? I learned that at the age of 11.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that go all their life, even into adulthood, and now we got CEOs, COOs, CFOs, teachers, principals, whatever, supervisor, whatever, that who are in positions that who are now grown up, who are basically undercover bullies.
Mm-hmm.
See, once a bully, always a bully until you learn it's not healthy and that you do away with it. And the only way how you deal with it in dealing with self-defense awareness is understanding two basic principles, which you wouldn't think that would come up, Steve. And that is love and forgiveness. Love allows you to let go. Forgiveness allows you to move forward in your life. Let's go back to love. Love is perfect. Love has nothing to do with fear at all.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that when we're teaching self-defense awareness to our to whomever, that this conversation has to come up because you have to understand that you are lovable. You are perfect just the way you're supposed to be, and you're spending the rest of your life to be more perfect. Okay? So what happens that people don't understand is that when an individual really truly is showing and demonstrating love, remember, love loves nobody. Love is perfect all by itself. See, love doesn't need us, but we need love.
No doubt.
Hello? So what happens that we're always emulating love because love is perfect. So what happened is that our goal constantly is working on how to be perfect, how to constantly iron sharpen iron, always trying to better ourselves. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that I share with people all the time is that with that love, you're learning how to let go. If a person calls you out your name, a person's trying to hurt your feelings, a person, all these different things. So if they call you out your name and your name is Robert and you answer to it, boom, then that's what you are. Because that's what you answer to.
Right.
You don't
right.
answer to something that's not you. You go, yeah, yes, I do, because he hurt my feelings. No, you allow him to hurt your feelings. It did. No, you didn't like it. Well, he, you know what I mean? He disrespected me. Listeners, let me share with you on the topic of love about respect. For those that are listening, repeat after me. Respect is not given nor earned. It is something that emulates the love within me without any reservations. And what that means, listeners, is this. Love, if you are true love, you are directly divine by God himself, which made in his image is perfect. Therefore, anything that has value and purpose is given a name. You are named. You have a purpose. You are not a brat. You are not an idiot. You are not dumb. You're not this or that. You just happen to be called in, or something might have happened. Like right now, you might say, I'm blind right now. Yes, you're blind physiologically, but it doesn't mean that you're blind. You can still have wonderful sight to see things. There are some people that in life that God can make a center stone into a cornerstone. We sometimes don't understand why things happen to us. You go, but what about cancer and all that? Yeah, those things happen too, but we don't sometimes know. Sometimes we need to realize that the ugliness in our life is what's showing how beautiful that we really are. Self-defense deals with that. So what happens is that if you have love in yourself, then you begin to realize that I don't want to respect everything in my life because I don't know what that person does behind closed doors. I don't know what they really are like.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
So what happens is that the one thing that you can do if you really are getting to know yourself is respect yourself, because love comes first and respect comes second. Respect emulates love.
And first you got to love yourself.
There you go.
Right, right.
So once you understand that, so if a person calls you out your name or try to insult you, verbally insult you, or even physically insult you, assault you, then it doesn't matter. That's what they're doing, but that's what you are. You are always of love. So you're always going to show respect. And people say, well, Dr. Key, what about they say this about you or say that? I say, they are. Yes, it's annoying. I'm not going to disagree with that. But I am always Robert first. The next part is that people don't understand is that I talked about love. The next part is about forgiveness. If you truly have forgiveness in your heart, body, mind, and soul, forgiveness allows you to move forward. If you're still on what you did yesterday, you can't accept for where you're at today to be able to go to the future.
Right.
Because you're still in the past.
The past is a place to reminisce, not a place of residence.
That's right.
Is one thing that I learned over the years. So yeah, I see a lot of people who just dwell on the past, and mm-hmm. you have to be able to get past that to move forward. You know, the past is the past, and it sort of makes you who we are today sometimes, but you have to, you know, take the lessons from the past and
That's
keep
right.
moving forward.
And so with the things that you said is that we call that integrated experiences. It's that you take those experiences that you've learned and you begin to see for what it is. So I'm going to tell you also, listeners, I'm going to tell you something also that's going to help you to move on. Remember this. Just repeat after me. People do what they do. You have to understand that's what they're going to do. But what about you? You begin to realize with the self-defense and the movements that I show very simple, basic movements that help people to learn about the self-defense. And the more, of course, the more that you practice, the better you get at this.
And just to, not to cut you off, but just to mention that you do have, so the listeners do know that you do have experience in instructing blind and visually impaired students. So
that's very correct. And some of the things that I do with people that who are, quote, visually impaired is to let them understand this. Most self-defense, you have to touch a person. You have to be in their presence. Once you are about 18 inches and less in a person's presence, you're already in their space. So what happens is that for those people that who are visual, I like to share with you, did you know that most attacks that happen to you, literally you see it coming because it's right in your face, but you're so blind to see it because you're paying attention to everything else but what's in front of you. So what happens is that the techniques that I demonstrate to any student, doesn't even matter. I even have students that who are autistic, like actually, who come into my program. And so what I try to tell people is this, as long as you have a will and a spirit, I can instruct you because you are focused in what I am instructing you about. And what happens is that it all gels together because it's all about energy. So what happens is, like, let's say, for instance, a person decides that he or she is going to touch you, or a person is going to slap you or hit you or grab you. I will teach certain drills that will help you to sense that. Like, if you have any children, for those that have children or friends or family or whatever, and there are certain times that you could be doing your work, you could be doing the laundry, making dinner or food or prepping, or even on your cell phone, and you're down and you don't even have to look at somebody and you can just sense who is coming up on you. And those that who also will learn whatever sense you lost, God always presents you with a new sense to heighten it and make you even better. So you can even smell a certain person.
Exactly.
Cologne or perfume or whatever.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah. So what happened is that I will teach you those different type of skills, how to respond accordingly. And the more you get used to it, the better it is. Touching on the spiritual side just real quickly, I also do spiritual counseling, is that a lot of times people don't realize just because you lose your sight doesn't mean that you're finished. And that's what happens. A lot of people don't realize. I can't walk anymore, can't run anymore, can't sit up because I'm paralyzed or I'm blind or whatever. And so what happens, what they don't realize is that everything that comes with a challenge comes with a new opportunity. And so what I want you to understand is that it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Always remember this. I want to just have the audience repeat after me also again. You only have a problem if you don't have a solution. But if you have a solution, then you only have a situation. Start putting in your spirits, everybody, is that a lot of times we don't realize that we can sometimes have issues spiritually, and we will say that I believe in Yahweh, I believe in God, I believe in Jehovah, I believe in Allah, I believe in all these different names for God. But what we don't realize is that, do you believe because you have sight? Do you believe because you can touch? Or can you believe when there is strife? Can you believe when you can't see? When you feel that hopeless or helpless in your heart, can you still have that mustard seed faith? Can you still see? Can you still have sight to let you understand that it's going to be all right? And sometimes we don't realize that, even like when we become leaders, as we learn in Matthew 15:14, it says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. A lot of times we don't realize that when we're talking about in that perspective, we fail to see the potential in us. To be a good leader is to know how to follow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us don't realize that if we truly, truly are about who we are, then just be who we are and lead not by sight, by faith. And everything that we do, it's not separate. You'll hear people say, you can't talk about it here because we're at school. You can't talk about it right now because we're at, you know, in a business meeting. You can't talk about it right now because that's public. You can't. You always can. It's not what you do. It's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And always remember this, and I'll leave with all of you this. Always remember you can if you believe. And then if you don't, then what's the question?
Right.
And if you really, really, truly, truly, and just because you might not be able to see a thing, doesn't mean that it's not there.
I agree.
Always remember that.
When you, some of those things you said, I have them, I'm a man of, I try to live by different, you know, like, but sort of what you just said, I go by, like, if you say you can, you will. If you say you can't, you won't. Mm-hmm. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things that I live by is, and this is just keep me going. And that's getting knocked down in life is a given. But moving forward, that's the choice you got to make. And that's the way I continue, you know, to move forward. And I've been knocked down many a times in my life. But by the grace of God, you know, he allowed me to get up, dust myself off, and keep going.
That's so right.
I do it just, not just for me, one for me, because I'm responsible for me, but I got a wife and three kids that I have to take care of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe one of the things he keep me, give me the strength to keep moving forward, to be an example to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know that no matter what's thrown in front of you, you get up, you keep moving, and you make the best of it.
That's
whatever
right.
Whatever it is.
That's right. That's right.
And the one other thought I had when you were talking about love, and, you know, love is courage as mm-hmm. well. That's you got to right. have courage to love. So you got a lot of deep understanding, and it looked like, man, we getting towards the end of the show, unfortunately, but I definitely would love to have you back.
Okay, I would love to
and,
come back.
If you can, give the listeners some of your
information,
contact information.
Yes, my name is Robert Akita, Dr. Robert Akita. That's spelled A-K-I-K-T-A. The name of the organization is called The Power of One Enterprises, LLC. And the address is P.O. Box 8712, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45208. My phone number is 513-678-0716. Again, is 513-678-0716. And my email is powerofone, and that's spelled out O-N-E, powerofone, cares, C-A-R-E-S, at yahoo.com. And my website is www.powerofoneenterprises.com.
Excellent. Excellent. So please, if you can, and you're interested in learning some self-defense and, some self-awareness, it looks like to me,
okay.
Feel free to give Dr. Akita a call. And, once again, I want to thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure to have you in the studio, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
And definitely look forward to having you back. We definitely got to make that happen. For all of you, I want to give a shout out to Miss Linda Roberts. Hopefully she's listening. My main man, Jay Mai, out in Arizona. He's usually out there listening. And check out his music endeavors on Apple Music, iTunes, and what else was he on? Spotify. J-apostrophe-M-Y. Check him out. And we'll be back next week. Same time, same station. And as you all like to you all know I like to end the show with, when you give love, you get love. This is Do You See What I'm Saying? I'm your host, Steve Ogletree. And I'm out of here. Peace.